Day 180, queued up by Ed Lee Barbecue. Today, in the spirit of sports and community, Sports Fest would have been tomorrow, so we packed the show with entertaining and informative guests. We're about to be joined by Tennessee Athletic Director Philip Fulmer. Our coverage today, always queued up by Ed Lee's Barbecue and brought to you in part by Paul Winkler, Inc., T-Mobile, Tennessee Highway Safety Office, Upscale Mel Spa and Skin Center in Murfreesboro. Clay Travis joins us at 11 o'clock. We have Paul Winkler and Austin Price coming up just around the corner as well. But first, we say hello to Tennessee Athletic Director Philip Fulmer, who joins us by phone today in what have been some trying times for everyone across the country. And we certainly know how it's hit college athletics. Coach, thanks so much for the time. How are you?
I am fine. I hope you guys are staying safe and everybody out there that's listening and staying safe and listening to the social distancing message and doing the right thing. So, but we're fine. Thank you.
I know you have been practicing the social distancing because you watched your son-in-law get his wings and graduate from flight school on Facebook Live because of this virus.
We did. I'm very, very proud of him. Whit Mahan, he's an old Hickory guy. He's a Middle Tennessean and went to Good Pasture and just been a fantastic son-in-law and great husband and father to my daughter. And they're down in Columbus, Mississippi, and what a sacrifice he's made, you know, to help protect our country. So I know his mom and dad, they may be listening right now, but I know they're up in Old Hickory there. They're very proud of him, but all of us had to do it by Facebook Live. It's amazing. But he did it. It's fantastic.
Philip Fulmer, our guest on the Midday 180. I know you visit with all of the SEC ADs by phone each day. Will you give us an idea of what those calls are like right now and what you're updated on a daily basis?
Well, you know, early on it was about what was going to change the next hour. Now we're at least able to look out weeks and start talking about longer situations. I've been so impressed with that group of men and how they've gone about their business. All of us trying to put priorities in the right order. Safety for our fans and our alumni and especially for the athletes. Being empathetic to everything that's going on to people, not just, you know, physically and emotionally, but financially, you know, trying to do the right things there. And then also look to the future because, that this will eventually, go our way and the curve will turn down and we'll get, back to more what we would consider normal. But Greg Sankey's a great leader. It's been really fun to work with them, and I'd take it further than that, guys. Our campus, our president, chancellor, and everybody. I mean, it's been amazing. I'm on the cabinet and policy group with chancellor, and I listen a whole lot more than I say too much. But she has been fantastic in her leadership.
Coach, it's a new normal for everyone out there, and that includes the student athletes. I saw where Peyton Manning popped his head into a Zoom class for a UT communications class with one of his old professors yesterday and audited the class and talked to them. And that's the reality now for all of your student athletes, adjusting for a lot of them incoming freshmen, adjusting to college life and having to do all of that online. How difficult is that challenge to make sure your student athletes are getting all they need during this time away from campus?
Well, credit goes again, I think, to our administration and to our coaches for our faculty, gosh, especially our faculty and deans and everything, to in basically, a week or 10 days to get all that up online and running. I listened to the call with the leadership group, which is a big group, deans and administrators and things, and the first day after the first day of online classes, so the next morning, it was a very, very positive conversation. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not still issues with what you're saying. Some rural areas, you know, that might not have internet or Wi-Fi, and you know, and a young person has to, student athlete or regular student either, has to go somewhere and find a hot spot. And sometimes that's in more crowded places. That's not what we want. So there will be lots of adjustments, you know, that are still being made. But for the most part, it's been very, very positive.
Philip Fulmer, our guest here on the Midday 180. Coach, the academic part of this has to be confusing at first. And then you have everything go online for your student athletes in particular, which I know you focus on. How difficult has it been to keep up to date with everything that they're going through to make sure everyone's on point to stay academically eligible for the fall?
Well, I give our coaches a lot of credit, and you know, we challenged them on the very beginning. You know, they're not obviously going to physically see them every day, but that doesn't mean that we can't touch their lives. And we've become Zoom experts, you know, to be honest with you, and FaceTime and all those kinds of abilities to touch our athletes. And you know, they're probably a lot more into it than a lot of us. You know, the 40, 50 and up, you know, maybe not as familiar. And so I've been impressed. You know, our coaches touch base with our athletes consistently, obviously those that are at risk of in any way, you know, with eligibility or graduation or progress toward graduation, those things, we keep special tabs on them. The Thornton Center and Joe Scoggins have done a great job, but our coaches and our player development people, our assistant coaches, not all the head coaches. Well, all the head coaches are involved, but particularly the assistant coaches contacting their positions, staying up with their people, and then the working with the tutors online as well has been good so far. Not that there again won't be challenges, but it certainly is going very well right now.
Chad mentioned Peyton Manning popping into that class. A lot of us are eager to see him pop in and stay in the broadcast booth for Monday Night Football. Are you surprised that he said no and that he hasn't yet settled into whatever is his next big career move?
Well, Peyton is Peyton now. He can do whatever he chooses to do. He'll do well. There's no question. I've been impressed with his I don't know if it's acting career that he's got going, and the things that he's working on are a lot. He stays busy, I can assure you. I didn't know that he said no again, actually, so. But whatever he wants to do, he'll do well, I can tell you.
Coach, I know the NCAA is meeting on Monday, and they're going to make a decision on eligibility for winter and spring sport athletes from this past year that either had their season eliminated or cut short in any way. How difficult is the challenge for your coaches and coaches everywhere to try to put that puzzle together, especially in a sport like baseball, when every year it's a different jigsaw puzzle, and now suddenly everything you were planning could be upended because guys you thought weren't going to be there are now granted another year of eligibility?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be discussed about that. You know, how many of the seniors really want to, you know, come back? You know, I'm sure there'll be some. If you do it for the seniors, do you really have to do it for the underclassmen? You know, I kind of look at it a little bit that's life. You know, things don't go exactly like you want it. I'd love to give them the opportunity back, but, you know, I'm not sure of how all that's going to work financially. It could burden athletic departments more than they are than it is now, because you know, with the not having the tournament, the NCAA tournament, and the consequences of that, you know, there's just a lot that remains to be seen. You know, do some of those seniors use that year eligibility back to transfer somewhere else, and what does that do to APR? So there's a lot to be discussed. We certainly want to be sensitive and fair to the athletes first, and it'll be interesting.
Do you get a sense of a date by which football activities need to be started in order to not interrupt an actual season? Has that been discussed or monitored at all right now?
No, there's been a lot of discussion, you know, and I think that's kind of maybe on the agenda coming up. There's a lot out there that has needed to be covered, you know, that we actually didn't cover when we were in Nashville because of all the dynamics of that. And I think the commissioner's done a really good job of kind of bringing us all back up to speed beyond just, you know, the moment of what do we do next about the virus. So we'll see where that goes. Lots of conversation, but obviously, again, the student athlete safety has to be first. So that means some adjustment to the summer if we can. You know, there's still not that 100% that we can, but we all are hopeful that we can and feel like that we'll have football. But you just got to pay attention to what's next. You know, how does the curve turn? You know, and can we slow it down like we want to?
Is it hard to plan for ticket sales and raising money and everything else? And are you having discussions about maybe putting things on pause with that in terms of renewal dates for season tickets and things like that for football?
Well, I think we are more on the line of we're going to try to stay on schedule with it, but certainly considering first and foremost the safety of our fans and our athletes, and being empathetic to our season ticket holders and you know the jobs and all that's going on with families and stuff but very hopeful and confident that there'll be football time in Tennessee again, and hopefully on time this fall, and that we're ready for that. So that's a long answer to a short question, but we're trying to I guess touch everybody that we can touch in the right way and give everybody some flexibility and how, you know, if they want to buy their tickets now or later or you know however it works out.
Tennessee Athletic Director Philip Fulmer, our guest. You mentioned the arena in Nashville, the SEC tournament. We were broadcasting that day that morning right before Tennessee was about to play whenever the conference tournament was canceled. Were you in the room with Greg Sankey when that decision was made?
Yeah, we were all in the room there. None of the normal business that was scheduled to be done there was being done. It had all of our attention. You know, and trying to do the right thing, and it was that was a tough one. You know, you basically they didn't quite get to the floor, but to take kids out of the dressing room right before the play started was a big decision, and the right decision.
We were discussing on the show earlier this week, Coach, and Paul brought this up, but he said, hey, if we told SEC fans that if everyone would quarantine and self-distance for a few weeks, that the SEC football season would not be delayed in any way, that everyone would be able to do it. And I know you're asking that all Tennessee fans and SEC fans band together, so to speak, to make sure we get through this.
Absolutely. I mean, we all have to do our part. And I think early on, maybe that some people didn't quite, you know, get the severity of our situation. I'm talking nationally, you know, but here in Tennessee as well. But because of strong leadership and everybody banding together, I think we got it now. And you see the numbers in some places, you know, getting better as far as just infections a day. And there's obviously proof if we practice social distancing that we have a better chance of not getting the disease or the virus and spreading. And so everybody should do that, and I hope they are.
Philip Fulmer has been our guest. Coach, thank you so much, and we look forward to visiting with you soon. It was great to see you in Knoxville back in March and back in February, rather, and hopefully we can do that again soon.
I hope so. You guys are great. Thank you for your y'all support and particularly in keeping people attention to this virus. Thank you for that.